Welcome in. It's so great to have you here with us today.
Yeah, glad to be here.
If you're joining us, it means you've probably got an appetite for a really compelling story.
Oh, absolutely.
And I promise you, today's deep dive is really going to deliver.
It's a massive topic today.
It really is. We are sorting through a staggering stack of sources for this one.
Yeah, we've got internal company reports,
Well,
dense financial data.
and some very revealing industry analysis. And the topic. We are looking at what is arguably the single biggest entertainment product of the decade.
Grand Theft Auto 6.
Exactly.
But we need to establish right out of the gate that our mission for this deep dive, it goes far beyond just the surface level,
Right.
because this is no longer just a story about a highly anticipated video game.
No, not
We're
anymore.
looking at a situation where a 12-year wait has completely morphed into a $3.7 billion organizational crisis.
Which is just staggering.
Yeah, and that crisis is literally shifting the tectonic plates of the entire gaming industry.
Yeah.
To really understand the catastrophe that's unfolding, we first have to look at the sheer scale of the timeline,
Right.
and of course, the financial pressures involved.
Okay, let's unpack this because the timeline alone is, I mean, it's mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Let's look at the facts we have in front of us. It has been 12 years and 2 months since GTA 5 was released.
Way back in September 2013.
Right. And if you followed this franchise for a while, you know the gap between GTA 4 and GTA 5.
That was only 5 years.
Exactly, just 5 years. We are now more than double that wait time. And the goalposts, they just keep shifting right before our eyes in what we're calling the double delay.
Right, so the initial window was supposed to be fall 2025.
Yep.
Then Rockstar announced a delay, pushing it to May 26, 2026.
Which, you know, disappointed the community.
Naturally. But at least there was a firm date. But then came November 2025, and the second blow landed.
Yeah.
Rockstar pushed the game all the way back to November 19, 2026.
And Rockstar's official public statement on that second delay was essentially your standard corporate messaging. They said, and I quote, "These extra months will allow us to finish the game with the level of polish you have come to expect and deserve."
Which sounds perfectly reasonable on paper.
It does. But our industry analysis paints a starkly different picture of the reality on the ground.
Yeah, let's look at what Jason Schreier over at Bloomberg uncovered.
Right. He noted fall 2025 was never realistic.
Never realistic.
He went on to say that nearly everyone he talked to said there was just too much work and not enough time. Internal developers knew for months that hitting that fall 2025 window was physically impossible.
Which points to a severe disconnect between the development floor and the executive suite.
Yeah.
And the root cause, as it almost always is, comes down to shareholder pressure.
Always.
Take-Two Interactive Rockstar's parent company, they desperately needed to show the financial markets that this cash cow was finally arriving.
Right, but trying to appease the market with a fabricated date has backfired in spectacular fashion.
What's fascinating here is the sheer velocity of the financial hemorrhage this has caused. We are looking at precise, devastating numbers.
Yeah, let's get into the numbers.
According to Tom Henderson at Insider Gaming, every single month this game is delayed costs the company approximately $10 million in additional unplanned expenses.
10 million. But hold on, let me play devil's advocate for a second.
Sure.
Take-Two still has GTA Online, which is essentially a license to print money every single day.
Oh, absolutely.
They pull in hundreds of millions in microtransactions. So how does a $10 million monthly burn rate actually hurt them that badly if they have that perpetual safety net?
That's a fair question, but you have to look at the compounding technical debt of a 12-year development cycle.
Right.
That $10 million a month isn't just standard payroll. It is the cost of maintaining specialized technological infrastructure across a cycle that has spanned three entirely different console generations.
From the PS3 era all the way to the PS5.
Exactly. Plus, it's the cost of rewriting global marketing contracts that were already locked in.
Wow.
And that burn rate is just a fraction of the broader financial fallout, which is historic. Take-Two recently reported their Q4 financial results, posting a net loss of $3.73 billion.
Let's just contextualize that number for you listening, because $3.73 billion in the red is difficult to even wrap your head around. Take-Two's total annual revenue usually hovers around the $5 billion mark.
All right.
So taking a near $4 billion hit in a single quarter, that is an existential blow to the foundation of the company.
And the vast majority of that loss, $3.55 billion to be exact, was categorized as a goodwill impairment charge.
Right, and for those who don't spend their days parsing corporate earnings reports, an impairment charge essentially means the company had to legally reduce the stated value of its own assets on its balance sheet.
They had to admit to their investors that the projected future value of their intellectual property was largely a fantasy.
Yeah.
Because they missed these highly anticipated projections, the paper value of their empire just evaporated.
And the stock market reacted swiftly. Take-Two's stock dropped by 8%, going from $182 down to $167 almost overnight.
Wow.
And when billions of dollars vanish, the people who lost that money start looking for someone to hold accountable.
Naturally.
The internal reports show that furious shareholders are actively considering legal action against the company over management. Quote, overstating its ability to meet deadlines.
Which is a huge deal.
It is. And you as the listener need to understand why this matters. When a titan like Take-Two shatters the trust of its investors, it shatters trust across the entire AAA gaming industry.
Exactly.
It makes funding the next generation of blockbuster games significantly harder for every other studio.
It creates a tremendous amount of institutional paranoia.
Hmm.
But the financial bleeding, that's just the math. The real crisis is happening on the ground level with the developers.
Yeah, we have to look at what happened internally just a few weeks prior to that second delay announcement.
Because the operational foundation of the studio itself has been deeply compromised.
Right. That brings us to the events of October 30th, 2025.
Yeah.
Now, before we dive into this, I want to be crystal clear to you listening. We are strictly impartial here.
Absolutely. We are not taking sides.
We are just reporting the conflicting claims found directly in our sources. Because on that day, 30 to 40 highly experienced employees from Rockstar Scotland and Canada offices were abruptly fired.
Right. And there are two entirely different narratives about why these veterans were let go.
Claim one, which is Rockstar's official position, states these employees were terminated for gross misconduct.
Specifically, they allege these individuals were leaking confidential company information from a private Discord server.
Right, but then you have claim two coming from the terminated employees and various trade unions.
And their narrative is that this private Discord server was actually being used to discuss forming a labor union.
Yeah, so they claim the firings are a clear, calculated act of union busting.
Regardless of the politics there or which claim is factual, the operational impact is identical. Rockstar just lost up to 40 veteran staff members right in the middle of a development crisis.
We are talking about people with years of specialized experience, deep institutional knowledge regarding how Rockstar's proprietary rage engine works.
Exactly. Game development is not an assembly line.
No.
If a lead physics programmer leaves, the person replacing them might spend months just reading their code to figure out how gravity functions in the game world.
You cannot simply hire 40 new people and expect them to pick up the pieces without missing a beat.
The human machinery building the game is suddenly missing critical gears, and the impact on the people left behind is severe.
Yeah, we have a verified quote from a Rockstar North employee, and the language is stark. They said, "Morale in the studio is at rock bottom. After the dismissal of 30-40 experienced employees, the team no longer has trust."
And the internal Tweaktown report noted that remaining staff are operating under a heavy fear of reprisals,
which actively impacts project deadlines.
This raises an important question. How does a company finish the biggest game of the decade with a fearful, distrustful workforce?
It's like trying to win a Formula One race while the pit crew is terrified of the driver.
Exactly.
And here's where it gets really interesting. Because the chaos inside Rockstar's walls isn't staying inside.
No, it's spilling out.
GTA 6 isn't just a game. Our industry analysts describe it as a huge meteor heading straight for the market.
That meteor analogy is perfectly apt. The gravity of this single product is so immense that competing publishers are altering their own multi-million dollar business strategies just to avoid getting caught in the blast radius.
They are actively clearing the runway.
Yeah. EA, for example, heavily hinted they might delay Battlefield 6 due to, and this is their phrasing, things happening in the year.
Things happening in the year. That is the ultimate industry subtext for we are not putting our game anywhere near Grand Theft Auto.
Exactly. And it's not just EA. Two massive live service games are completely shifting their content update schedules by up to 3 weeks.
Just to avoid what one studio head literally called GTA 6's impact zone.
Right. Riss Elliott over at Alenia Analytics pointed out that publishers have historically avoided Rockstar titles, but he notes the current situation is completely unprecedented.
Yeah, what did he say?
He said, The usual bustling holiday season could see a reduction in blockbuster releases.
Meaning holiday 2026 is turning into a ghost town. Even titans like Call of Duty and FIFA don't possess the power to clear out an entire holiday release calendar like this.
No one does.
They are all terrified of competing for shelf space.
Which brings a deeply uncomfortable reality into focus. The entire industry has parted the Red Sea for November 2026.
Right.
But what if Rockstar doesn't actually make it across? What if November 2026 isn't the real date either?
That is the multi-billion dollar question. We pulled quotes from the GTA forums, and internal fears reflect genuine anxiety about this. One internal Rockstar employee posted, "Given the layoffs and morale drop, I'm concerned we might see a third delay."
And the mere concept of a third delay is causing panic. To understand the danger there, we have to look at history.
Right.
Our sources highlight three specific historical parallels. The first is Cyberpunk 2077.
Oh boy. Yeah, that game suffered three distinct delays.
Totaling about 8 months.
And the result was a disastrous launch. Mass refunds, it was pulled from the PlayStation Store.
The lesson there is clear. Too much delay plus too much pressure equals disaster. Management overpromises and the tech breaks under the pressure.
Right. Then you have the second parallel. Duke Nukem Forever.
Talk about a cautionary tale.
Right, countless delays. It lived in development hell for 15 years. They kept changing the engine, chasing trends. Result, complete commercial failure.
Now, GTA 6 isn't at the 15-year mark yet, obviously.
No.
But every time a project loses senior staff and pushes deadlines, the risk of entering development hell grows.
Absolutely. And then there's the third parallel, which comes from Rockstar's own history. Red Dead Redemption 2.
Right. That game had two delays, pushing it back about a year. But the result, a masterpiece.
Universally heralded. But there is a substantial caveat with that comparison.
A huge caveat.
RDR2 was built on the back of severe crunch culture. We're talking 100-hour weeks.
That's the crucial difference. RDR2 relied on a grueling schedule, but the team was largely united. They pushed through together.
Right.
Today, with GTA 6, they're facing union-busting allegations, fired veterans, and broken morale. Can they replicate the RDR2 success with a fearful workforce?
That is the major red flag.
Yeah.
So what does this all mean? When you take the billions evaporated, the 12-year wait, the firings, the shifting industry calendar, how do we synthesize all of this?
I think there are three core takeaways from the data for you listening. First, a delay is preferable to a broken launch, but immense pressure ruins games.
Definitely.
Second, human resources and institutional knowledge are critical operational assets, not just ethical talking points.
Right. When you lose veterans, your timeline suffers.
Exactly. And finally, we are witnessing a phenomenon where a single piece of media now holds enough market power to alter the schedules of massive, unrelated global publishers.
It's a macroeconomic event. And I want to leave you with a final provocative thought to mull over today.
Yeah.
We know from our sources that the entire gaming industry is clearing out of holiday 2026 to avoid the GTA 6 impact zone.
Right. Everyone is running for the hills.
But if Rockstar's plunging internal morale and lost institutional knowledge lead to that dreaded third delay, pushing the game into 2027, does that mean the gaming industry will have accidentally created a massive empty void for holiday 2026?
With absolutely no blockbuster games releasing at all.
Exactly. A holiday season where everyone stayed home to avoid a party that never actually happened.
The ghost town of 2026.
It is a wild scenario to think about, and we will be watching it closely. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive. Keep asking questions, keep looking past the headlines, and above all, stay curious. We will catch you next time.